Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. 1-300-736-736 is the number. A few coming through on a speckled text. No one mentions match day officials when talking about these hubs. Are they to be isolated as well, or will they be expendable? No, they won't be expendable. What's happening at the present time, and I can tell you this is fact, that clubs are working out with the AFL exactly how many staff would be needed in a hub. So how many people would be the minimum you could get into a hub with, players and staff included, so they can work their way through the parameters of that. Another one coming through. Kids back to school, people back to work and get the footy back on. Otherwise, everyone's going to stay home and get broke. We'll have to wait and see what the Prime Minister and what the boss of the AFL come up with in the coming hours. Tom Cutler, in the meantime, Essendon Recruit's been good enough to join me for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy. Welcome to you, Tom. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
How are you coping with the mental health aspect of not knowing? Or are you kind of a self-motivator and you can get up every morning with some purpose and do a bit of training and be quite happier in your environment whilst you've got some time off?
Yeah, I think I speak for the players here that the players want to be in their normal environments, training and playing, spending time with each other. We've been trying our best to replicate that, but given the circumstances, yeah, I've been able to find ways to keep myself busy at home and do some extra study and spend some time training and staying ready for you know, if and when the season does restart.
So that's one thing that you've decided to do. You will stay ready. Do you think all the Essendon players have decided to stay ready, or are some of them just deciding that they needed a mental and physical break and have taken more time off than others?
I think it's possible to have a mental break from the game while still training physically. All of our guys have been given a program, and we're starting to touch on some of the football aspects in various ways. But, I mean, we've just been keeping in contact with one another. That's one of the great things about football clubs. You spend time with guys and really enjoy each other's company. So we've been trying to do that like a lot of society has been on, you know, using various apps on the computer, on the phone. So I think it's different for individuals. Some guys, you know, will really pursue some hard training in these times. But I think you can separate the mental and then the physical aspect.
And you're kind of back home because you're a Melburnian, but you're at a new club. So that's a little different for you, even though you've spent the whole pre-season with Essendon and you've played a game for Essendon. It's still a relatively new environment that you're starting to get to know a new group of friends.
Yeah, exactly. That was probably the biggest thing I was concentrating on when I first joined the football club, was building relationships with my new teammates and with the coaching staff and the football club in general. So yeah, there has been a little bit of a handbrake on that, but fortunately I had the pre-season and yeah, I was able to play the first game and feel like I've started to develop some really good relationships at the football club.
Have you buddied up with anyone to train or not?
I haven't actually. It's hard when, you know, with some of the rules and, I'm at home with my family at the moment. So, you know, you kind of want to minimise the risk as best you can and that sort of thing. So I've just been staying in contact with the guys and seeing what they're up to. And the footy club's been really good with that in providing the support networks for the guys to, you know, stay in contact and check in with the players.
So how often a week do you hook up as a group? How many sessions do you do that is sort of a set time, set day session, even if you're doing it on your own?
Well, there's various ways. Like, you know, for instance, today we had a virtual gym session. You know, last night we had a group about five or six of us and Blake Carousel, one of the coaches, talking through some stuff on the Zoom application where, you know, you can actually see each other. Then, you know, we were talking group texts and in WhatsApp groups of, you know, maybe 9 to 10 guys, and each are headed up by one of the leadership guys, and Woosher will get on the phone and some of the coaches will call you that you deal with more often. So there's various ways that you keep in contact with one another. And then obviously guys have their own, you know, they have their own, I guess, less formal relationships with each other and, spend time talking to each other on the phone or however in this period.
So do you have a number of those get-togethers for training that you can log into, so you can choose which ones you do log into, or do you have to do them all? How does that work? Is it every second day or every day?
No, we have a program like, in general, but the sessions that are virtual sessions or group sessions are all optional. Then they're all separate to the to the main sort of training program that you expected to complete.
And the situation that you're in, if you went to a hub, would you like to take a family member with you? Have you got an idea as to whether you would tolerate a 1 month away or wouldn't like to have a 1 month away?
I think the hubs is an interesting talking point, largely because there's going to be some players who have, you know, fair enough, they'll have objections to it. I think to get the game of football, it seems like the most practical way to restart at this stage. As you said at the top, we'll find out more when the AFL addresses us about what they're thinking. But I think we need to be open to starting the season again in some capacity. There's a lot of technical problems that come with it. You know, how do you get the players, you know, to a destination? How many officials can you take? What sort of testing protocols are they going to be? Because as players, you know, we have a larger obligation to society and the health of, you know, the players, the staff, the umpires that are going to be in the hubs, but then also, you know, is it the right thing for society? Because at the moment, with the rules of the government, we can't actually play the game. So the government would either need to relax the rules or we need to have some sort of exemption. So there's a lot of things to work through there. And, it'll be interesting to see what the AFL releases in not too long, far away.
Would it make you more peaceful in your mind if the Prime Minister came out at some stage and, like he did with racing, say, I give the rubber stamp to racing, I'm happy for racing to continue, if he came out and said, OK, well, we've had a chat to Gil McLachlan and we've given the OK for football to take place whilst announcing some other relaxation of restrictions to the general public?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that would definitely encourage the players to go ahead with that and the teams to go ahead with that for sure, especially if there was a, you know, greater relaxation of the rules to society as well, so that more people could return to their normal lives, not just footballers. So I think we all are pursuing that in some capacity. Like I said, there's just the technical solutions that need to be presented in order for us to get to that point. I don't have the information the AFL and the government would have, and I'm sure they'll make the right decision at the end, and we'll just we'll see what they say. But certainly the hub seems like the best way to restart the year, and then also to get the amount of games in that, you know, the league and the players all have incentive to do so.
Do you think some players just won't go? It's even the stress of the environment we're living in right now might be a little too much for some people to want to play football in this environment. Do you think there might be a situation where not all of the players across all 18 teams want to take part?
Certainly. I think that's very possible that players will have objections and they won't be willing to go and play, and that's absolutely fair enough. They have a young family or they have people that are depending on them in their lives, and they need to provide that support to those people, and that's the most important thing in their lives at that time. That's completely understandable. I think that's why it's interesting to talk about, especially from a player's point of view, because not every player is going to be completely on board. Sure, there's a lot of players out there that will be happy to have the season restarted, just irrespective of any of those other things, but there's going to be players across the competition who rightly have concerns about it.
Yeah, and whether they get paid is the other issue, I suppose, if you don't play, because your contract says that for mental health reasons, if you can't play and that's your reasoning, you still get paid.
Yeah, there's obviously financial incentives to restarting the games. I think that's been well hashed out in the media for sure. For whatever reasons a player would object to playing, I'm sure that they would have fair grounds for that. It just needs to be worked through on a case-by-case or situational basis.
Been talking about dates. Rugby league is named May 28, and it's kind of, as much as it's been poo-pooed and ridiculed, and I understand all that, it has at least given rugby league players a chance to have a theoretical return to the game date in their mind. Are you working on May the 4th, which is the day that you guys were given theoretically a couple of weeks ago, or are you kind of looking for a date to be given by Gil today, or at least an understanding of what their aim idea is, whether it's July as an aim or whether it's August as an aim?
Probably more so the just general framework that Gil might provide today or this week. I think it's a bit of expectation management. As an individual, you don't want to get your hopes up to have the season restart and then, you know, all of a sudden it's pushed back. I think you need to have a broader perspective. Largely, most of society right now is, or all of society right now is, doing things radically differently in their normal lives. And to just expect that football is going to come back, and then when that doesn't happen, you'll get upset. So I think the important thing is to maybe just keep training and keep focusing on the process that players have in front of them, which is their training programs, and staying ready for the season, but waiting for the powers that be to gather the correct information and make the right decision.
Do you have a business interest or a study interest outside of football, Tom?
Yeah, so I'm studying, study commerce at the University of Melbourne. I transferred my degree from University of Queensland, and actually taking up full-time study after our season got suspended. I figured I'd have the time to do full-time study. I normally do, you know, quite part-time study, but yeah, so that's kept me quite busy. So it's easy for me to sit here and say that I'm busy and doing something else.
And that's the hard part. Some players don't necessarily have that. Talking to Tom Cutler, Essendon recruit, some players, you sound like a bit of a leader the way you're talking to me, Tommy. Talking to some of the guys who maybe don't have that aim, that structure, that something else in their life to help them get through this, because it sounds like you have coping mechanisms in place to help yourself.
Yeah, I have spoken to a couple of my teammates about what they might use this time for, and how they might best go about using this time. And obviously I've had those thoughts in my own head about, okay, these are the circumstances we've been given. How am I going to best utilise the time? And for me, I'm doing two subjects at uni. I'll just do four because I'm going to have a lot more time and a lot more energy. So that was the way I approached it. Obviously, not everyone goes to uni or does study. That's just the thing that I do. But I spoke to one of my teammates last night who actually got a job doing some fencing work in a trade capacity. So I think there are ways for us as players to do other things. Whether or not they're actual jobs or businesses, there's always opportunities to study and learn from something like this. It's just a way of figuring out how to do that.
Great to have a chat to you, Tom. You've given me, and I think a lot of our listeners, a great perspective as to the way that players are tackling it right now and what you would like from Gil McLachlan when he speaks at his press conference at 1:30 today. It's been a delight to have you, and good luck in the future, Tom. Stay safe.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Tom Cutler, Essendon recruit. Played one game for the Bombers, but he's back to Melbourne. He's a Victorian originally. Comes back to Victoria to at least be with some of his family, of course, but a whole new bunch of teammates to get to know. Tom Cutler joining me for Dometic Mobile Living Made Easy, and you can show your support in these times for your footy club by signing as a member. And if you want to be a Bombers member, and you aren't right now, visit essendonfc.com.au to sign up today. We'll take a break. That interview was for Dometic CFX3. You can always have fresh food and cold drinks on hand thanks to the new Dometic CFX3. Take your calls straight after the break on that chat with Tom Cutler. 1300 736 736.